Now, we spoke about different methods in previous thing by question putting how we analyze this in these slides now. Start with marketing campaign budgeting methods. And these are all professional and scientific methods that are practiced in the marketing campaign. One is affordable method. Systematically affordable, designed as to percentage of sales method. So if you are looking at so much, you need to spend so much on your marketing. The second budget, affordable, falling under affordable, is competitive parity method. And the third is objective and task method. Objective, what you would like to achieve, and the task that you carry on. So all this must be noted, that all of this method are most likely to be affected by fluctuation in economic condition. So for some reason, the sales start dropping, then your affordable method will have to adjust it according to what are the fluctuations that are being noticed in a specific economy or economic condition for that matter. For example, the budgets were big zero during COVID. It was reverse budgeting. In case if the sales are dropping, the budget comes to standstill. You hear people saying, I am at the end of the year, and these are last 3-4 months of the year, I am drained out of my budget. We are budget constrained. This is the term commonly used when some media goes for print or electronic or digital marketing through journalists and approach. They are told, we are at the constraint of the budget. Or this year, we have a short budget simply because we have issue with our sales. So affordable method we discuss now. We look at more into that. Generally, all these methods are closely related and depend on mainly the past data, which means what was done last year. And little fluctuation is made, bearing in mind the inflation and etc. And maybe on the previous data, this affordable method will add up to 5 or 7 or 10%, depending on the prevalent inflation into mindset. Also, this is based on market intelligence about the competitor's action and some industry norms. So if the competitor had something which you didn't do it from your past data, maybe you have to add it to get, if not equal, at least keeping pace with your competitor, because you sit in the same market scenario. To add further, based on the gut feeling or our rule of thumb and have broad assumption of allocation of marketing expenditure that can be considered as affordable. Now here, I have seen some of the international organization where the rule of the thumb was used, and the senior most guys, I don't care for the budget. I want this marketing campaign to go with utmost noise and the best they could go. I've attended some of the functions that I know where rule of thumb by the CEO was used and budgets were overlooked, funds were just flowing, entertainment was provided, and marketing campaign was carried on. Special artists were flown from somewhere to just perform for us half an hour. So that's called gut feeling. That's what a lot of people say, you should have a gut for this. Well, according to normal thinking, these type of things can go, but if you have blanket to support your rule of thumb or gut feeling, if you work systematically with a control and reporting line, then possibly this method of budget may not be a very good idea. Once again, affordable method, we go into the affordable method. Based on assumption, that expenses are made on what the firm can afford to spend on marketing. Say, as I said to you, somebody will have a limited budget, so most of the marketing will happen only during the afternoon time, so that there is no budget spent for an entertainment and some sort of drinks. Because afternoon, you just serve them meal and that's it. But yes, if you are doing an evening presentation, then internationally people expect, especially in travel and tourism trade or airline parties, that they will serve you alcohol, there will be some musical entertainment, there will be some lucky draw, and many such more things. Well, I have identified to you the gut feeling or the thumb method. Both you have understood it, all the three you would have understood. The firm determines. So assumption of expenses, we have seen, depends on what the firm can afford. So a low-cost carrier may not think of doing all this airline campaign. They just focus on marketing through digital media. I give the example of Vietnam, where I have not seen tourism board coming and marketing. It's the tour operators who are marketing the destination. Yeah? So based on the assumption that expenses are made dependent on what the firm can afford, the firm determined the amount to be spent in various areas such as production and operation. And later it allocates what is left, in that case, very little amount for advertising and promotion will be left over. I identified this to you, that many a time you are told we are left with no budget. I have no budget for this. And it happens. Low-cost carrier, for example, will not do any big marketing campaign other than remaining on the digital platform and add on different electronic and print media. That's it. They don't have huge budget for entertainment, because all that they give you benefit in their marketing is showing your product to you, selling their product to you, giving them the value for money in their pricing. So very much systematic, scientific approach of understanding budgeting methods. We will pick up, understand budgeting method on the percentage of sales method. So 5% of our sale is our budget. Example, depending on the market. So general method of estimating funding requirement by expressing revenues and expenses as percentage of sales. So 5% of my sale is my marketing budget, or 2% of my sale is my marketing budget, depending on the market that you are addressing to. It could be a big market, it could be a small market, it could be travel agent market, plus the media market, plus the corporate clientele, all combined together, again, depending on budget. And percentage of sales method is understood, that 5% of my sale is my marketing budget, or 10% of my, depending on each company adopts which formula. Advertising expenses, budget method based on allocating a fixed amount, say 5%, of the anticipated sales revenue to advertising. So different methods are used. There is no hard and fast rule. Every company, every corporation every business house decide on what sales method to be applied. Now, we take up the competitive parity method. And what is that? It is based on what a brand or firm's competitor are estimated to be spending. If you like to be in the same market, then you should have a parity with your competitor. Otherwise, if they are talking A and you just can't reach that, then you are not supposed to be called as their competitor. So attempt to set budget amount by matching the competition percentage of sale expenditure is competitive parity method. I'll match it. You have heard this term that you find the price, I'll match it. So likewise, what are they doing? They are spending, and every guest who is coming here, they have a gift for every single guest who is coming. We will also give a gift. That's the competitive parity method. This method assumes the other firm have the same marketing objective and know what they are doing. Of course, it depends. You should have the clarity about what your competitor is doing and how strong are you to be called that they are equally of your parallel capacity, or to what extent you are parallel to them in competing with them. Now we come to the third objective and task method, which is budgeting method applied. Has different approach. It begins with a specification of what is to be achieved and goes further toward use of budgeting method required to achieve it. So understand it, that different approach, it begins with what I would like to achieve. There are some of the competitors, so you would like to create awareness of your product to the supply or your travel agent, who are your market support team, present in remote areas. I will bring them from there by providing them the bus. This is my objective. I don't mind if they have to come in here. So this is an objective and task method. I would like more participation from remote areas to come to Mumbai for my marketing program. So what you like to have as an objective and goes further toward use of budgeting method. So I would like to achieve this task, and that is what I have to achieve it, and that's what my objective and task method. It is similarly, it is so-called zero budgeting method is closely related to what systematic marketing planning method. And again, it's time consuming and costing depends on evaluation of the market environment. You have to evaluate the market. Are those whom you would like to achieve and put your objective, are they really capable of attending to that marketing campaign, or they are coming for a fun? This is the focus. So after understanding different form of budgeting, affordable and parity method, task method, we now look at again. Objective and task method has different approach. It begins with a specification, what is to be achieved, what is the objective that we are focusing, and goes further towards use of budgeting method regularized or required to achieve it. So what you like to achieve, what is the task in front of you, what you have set up as an objective, and then accordingly you put the task and priority on your budget. It is similar to so-called zero budgeting method. It's closely related with the systematic marketing planning method. is time consuming and costing depends on evaluation of the market environment. With discussing about the budgets in detail, now we are looking to performance measurement. And as in all our research and studies, we have seen evaluation, monitoring and control plays largely a major role, because this is exactly suggest how and where and success are all evaluated, monitored and controlled. So the marketing control is the next step after all the planning. Organization and implementers is done. So you have seen after planning an organization, this step comes in. The measurement of results, which is actual performance, provide essential details. The measurement of results. You need to measure it, how successful I am, what achievement you have done, which market you have put great attention. All that will be evaluated. So from marketing purposes, it is used and following can be done effectively. Let's count on them. Let's have a look. Make the essential small adjustment to campaign. Always. Like you put yourself in a good health, you modify on your habits, your lifestyle. Likewise, marketing plan and marketing measurement will need some small adjustment, because the whole thing is being done with a great look towards market research. But again, certain things need adjustment. So you need to do that in your monitoring step. Also incorporate the marketing decision with other key business function as required, because you are running your business. And if any decision was either wrongly taken or certain functions were not looked into, you can incorporate them, bring them along with your marketing activities, your marketing plan or your budget. You did not look for this. This is suddenly some new taxes come up, some additional charges have been levied, etc., etc. So make modification, if any, in the objectives according to existing market condition. I have highlighted few things. New budget comes in, new policies adopted, additional budget imposed, and all that. So the performance measure evaluation, we continue. For marketing purposes, it is usual and following can be done effectively. Let's see. Learn from current experience so as to make future campaign effective. Because your experience is the best teacher to you. Likewise, your business experience is the best teacher to you to carry on certain future activities. Like you see many movies, when they come in, suddenly there is an outcry by the audience that this was wrong. So in future, when another movie is made, they correct this. So likewise, any business activity that you carry and you notice that was wrong, surely you correct. You learn from the current experience, respond immediately and in a more effective manner in case actual sales and other parameters vary considerably from target. If you have variation and considerable variation, if these are small slot variation, you can possibly overlook. But if you need more budget, then respond to that more immediately. So that effective implementation of the requirement of the budget, you can't just say we have no budget, slow, soft. Because then your marketing campaign will come to a standstill, which is damaging your growth of business. So aspect of performance measurement will go as per the evaluation. We all know what's evaluation. Let's see. It's defined as a systematic, time-based, periodic assessment of achievement of stated object. Every evaluation depends on the type of business. Evaluation can be, in many cases, on a daily basis. For example, flow of passengers at the airport, they will notice on a daily basis. Whereas certain things would require a weekly assessment or evaluation or a monthly evaluation. Likewise, monitoring them, the systematic measurement of performance on a periodic basis, which reviews actual against target one. This is what we target, and this is on a period we did not achieve this or we achieved so much. And likewise, marketing control, short-term marketing management action taken on a continuous basis in response to the information gained by monitoring. You have to take control of the market, short-term marketing. If you carry it on the basis of that, you take the control of it. As I have been saying, if you don't take control, things will go out of your hand that will damage. And damage is a big element, because to repair the damage, a huge amount of exercise has to be carried out, which is not very positive action. Now we come to parameters used in performance measurement. The guideline that people take, the application of different measures taken as a yardstick, I would say, or as a way of measuring the performance. One is the sales variance. Why was the sale up in July and why was it down in August? And why suddenly it shots up in September? All this sales variance measurement has to be done according to parameters of sales variance, according to the parameter of market share variance. Yeah, suddenly you start getting big load because X airline stop operating, which was also going to the same destination. Now you have bigger market share. Customer satisfaction level variant. So customer did not start finding satisfaction out of your product. And you start losing a grip on the customer satisfaction. Poor customer relationship management, poor partner support, etc. Customer satisfaction going down. So you have to take performance measurement immediately. And then, of course, ratio wherein, how was this and what it varied and so on. So accordingly, according to all these four, in summary, sales variation, market share variation, customer satisfaction level variation, and ratio variances are all the parameters to use the measurement. One by one, sales variation is the difference between actual sales and budgeted sales. This is what we budgeted and this is what we got. Generally in business, they say, if you exceed your budget, there's nobody who asks you a question, because the number itself speaks. You exceed it, which means you achieve what you targeted. But if the number drop, then question mark comes up. So measurement to be done. It is used to measure the performance of a sales function or analyze business result to better understand market condition. So why did variation happen? As I pointed out, we don't look at if numbers are rising, because that's what the marketing activities are meant for. That is what you provided budget for. So you achieve the target. No questions generally asked. Of course, you would review, why suddenly we got so much of market share? So sales variation is another one measurement. In that, you would also measure the performance on a sales function, business result, to better understand market condition. That's all. I conclude with all this presentation to you. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It has always been my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you again for listening to me.